program. This is focused on suggesting, you know, crop growth state-based deficit irrigation strategies, primarily focused on increasing water productivity and net returns. And I acknowledge my co-authors, Sushil Kumar Himanshu. He's working as a postdoc in my program. He is doing excellent work. And then Yubing Fan is a postdoc in economics at our center. And Jim Berdowski, again, my collaborator on this project. So for sake of time, I don't want to repeat everything, but you know, primarily in this region, the cotton is an important crop, and then Ogallala Aquifer, declining water levels and restrictions make it imperative that, you know, farmers adopt deficit irrigation strategies. And the crop growth state-based deficit irrigation scheduling could, you know, provide help here. In the last year, you know, we presented work which was focused on the subsurface drip irrigation. So basically, as we know, cotton is sensitive to water stress in different stages, and excessive water deficit during critical growth stages can have a substantial negative impact on cotton yield. And identification of critical crop growth stages and application of limited available irrigation water during those critical stages could enhance crop water productivity and increase net returns while maintaining or improving crop yields. So once again, long-term studies are necessary to make appropriate recommendations, and the crop grow cotton module available in the DSAT is again very useful for these kind of studies. So the objectives are to assess the sensitivity of cotton crop to water stress during different growth stages, and identify critical growth stages for irrigation application, and then suggest crop growth stage-based deficit irrigation strategies for improving seed cotton yield, increasing crop water productivity, and also net returns under different levels of irrigation water availability during dry, normal, and wet years. So this study is focused on scheduling irrigation with center pivot sprinkler irrigation system. As I said, last year we presented some results related to subsurface drip irrigation type of scheduling system. So here we used a previously evaluated DSAT model by Pradeep Adhikari, who worked as a postdoc with me a long time ago. And we again used Jim Berdowski's water use efficiency experiment data sets for evaluating the model. And as I mentioned, based on the last year results, we already published a paper in Ag Water Management. This focuses on the SDI system. And most of the growth stages and irrigation strategies adopted in the current study are kind of built based on those studies. But we made some changes with reference to the center pivot irrigation system. And we also added economic analysis in this study that I'm going to present. So once again, this is the description about the model, and this is the evaluation of the model in our previous study. So we got pretty decent match between the simulated and observed cotton yield, seed cotton yields during the calibration and evaluation period using 108 treatment years of data from Jim Berdowski's field experiment. So these are the five different growth stages that we considered: germination and seedling emergence, pre-squaring and squaring, flower initiation and early bloom, peak bloom, and then cutout or late bloom and bowl opening. So we call them like GS1 to GS5 stages, and these are the days after planting in which, you know, we estimated, you know, these crops growth stages would occur. And based on the literature, the first two stages require low irrigation, then the moderate and high and moderate irrigation. And we assumed a uniform planting date of May 11th, and we estimated or simulated an emergence about 9 days later in these simulations. So then we simulated five different scenarios ranging from S1 to S5. In each of these scenarios, we applied applied irrigation amount of 24 millimeters using a center pivot. And we gave 10 applications in the first scenario, resulting in 240 millimeter of seasonal irrigation water. And then we increased them, and under fifth scenario, we increased the irrigation amount up to 480 millimeters. So in case of 12.5, for example, so 24 millimeter irrigations, and the last one only 12 millimeter irrigation, we wanted to make sure, you know, there is a uniform change from one scenario to other scenario. And then a minimum of 4 days gap we implemented in between two consecutive irrigations, because we assumed that the pivot will move a circle in 4 days. And in case of rain of greater than 1 millimeter, we didn't apply any irrigation on that day, and we resumed irrigation on the following day. So for each of these scenarios, for example, under S1, we simulated 6 different treatments. In the first 5 treatments, we imposed water stress in the first 5 stages, one stage in one treatment. And in the 6th treatment, we did not impose any stress. We applied the amount of water in all growth stages. So according to, you know, the as I said, the literature value of water requirement, like for example, in the first 2 stages, we know we distributed less amount of that seasonal water into these, applied less amount there, and then moderate amount in the 3rd and 5th stages, and the high amount in the 4th stage. So after these scenarios were built, you know, this is how the irrigation amounts under each of these growth stages looked like under each of these scenarios, starting from S1 to S5. And as we can see, most of the amount was applied in this 4th stage based on the literature values. Then we considered 3 different parameters: seed cotton yield, crop water productivity, net returns as the considerations for determining optimum irrigation strategies. And we estimated the crop water productivity using this relation, basically irrigated yield divided by total water use, which includes rainfall, irrigation, and the soil water use and capillary rise. And the net returns were estimated by subtracting total cost from the gross returns. So I'm sorry about the small font and the axis. Basically, the irrigation strategies are shown on the y-axis, and then the seed cotton yield is shown on the x-axis. And these are the dry, normal, and wet years. And these are the distribution of seed cotton yield under each of these simulated deficit irrigation strategies. So once again, as we can see here, in the peak bloom growth stage, you know, when we impose the water stress, that is the T4 treatment, that produced, you know, compared to other treatments, you know, a much lower seed cotton yield. So we found that this peak bloom growth stage is a very sensitive stage in terms of water stress. And the similar results, you know, were found in normal years and wet years. And as expected, in the wet years, you know, that effect kind of, you know, reduced a little bit because of higher amount of water applied or more water, soil water availability during the previous growth stages. And also, if you look at the first and second treatments, the yield reduction is almost negligible. So that means imposing water stress in the first or second stages, or also in the fifth stage, basically did not affect, you know, the seed cotton yield much. So when we look at that was the like a distribution in the box plots. Now when we look at the average seed cotton yield, so here the seed cotton yield is compared under each of these simulated scenarios in dry, normal, and wet years. So we can clearly see that this T4 treatment, that is water stress imposed in the peak bloom stage, showed much lower seed cotton yield compared to other 5 treatments. And when we look at the T1 treatment, which is shown in black here, so that had substantially higher seed cotton yield compared to other treatments. So imposing water stress in the first stage is okay. This kind of coins is comparable with the GYMS results. And also, if you see, like in case of normal years, after this 420 millimeter of water, the seed cotton yield is kind of, you know, plateaued. So there's no additional advantage of applying more water beyond 420 millimeters. And in case of wet years, it happens even earlier, about 360 millimeters. From there, you know, we see that the yield got kind of a plateaued. And remember, these amounts are lower than the high plane restrictions of 18 inches, which is about 460 millimeters. Now, when we look at the percent changes in seed cotton yield in T1 to T5 treatments in comparison to T6, where we did not impose water stress in any of the treatments, so clearly elimination of irrigation during the peak bloom growth stage resulted in significant seed cotton yield loss compared to, you know, the T6 treatment. And on the other hand, when we look at the T1, that is the first stage, imposing water stress in the first stage, See, there is a much higher yield compared to, you know, a treatment in which irrigation was distributed in all the five growth stages. Now, when we look at the crop water productivity under different crop growth stage-based deficient irrigation strategies, so crop water productivity on the y-axis, once again, the crop water productivity was found to be the lowest under T4 treatment, and it was the highest under the T1 treatment across all these categories. But we can see the variability is reducing as the amount of rainfall received is increasing. So when we look at the gross returns and the total cost and the net returns here, see once again these results are comparable to the seed corn yield or crop water productivity results. So one may wonder why the total cost is also higher under the T4 treatment. It's because of the costs associated with the processing of produce. So in case of less yield, less processing costs for processing. So overall, the net returns were much higher under T1 treatment compared to the T4, which had the lowest net returns. So once again, when we compare the net returns in T1 to T5 in relation to T6, so there will be an expected net loss in case of T4 treatment when you impose stress on the peak bloom growth stage. And in comparison, when you impose water stress in the first stage, there is no loss. I mean, there is an added advantage there in terms of increased net returns. So these are overall, the suggested strategies, for wet years, normal years, and dry years. So S3T1 was found to be the best strategy under wet years. So here, one thing you can commonly see is the T1 treatment is the best in all the those categories of years. And in wet years, applying 360 mm is enough. And in case of normal years, it's about 420. And in case of wet years, it's about 480 millimeters. So in conclusion, peak bloom growth stage was found to be the most sensitive stage to water stress based on the simulations. And irrigation treatment T1 was found to be the best treatment or strategy for maximizing crop water productivity and net returns under most irrigation scenarios. So that is imposing stress in the first stage. And then application of more than 420 millimeters of irrigation water in normal years and more than 360 millimeters of irrigation in wet years did not significantly contribute to an increase in seed cotton yield. And instead, it resulted in a decline in crop water productivity and net returns. So with careful irrigation scheduling by adopting efficient irrigation strategies, it is therefore possible potentially to achieve high seed cotton yields, high crop water productivity and net returns while complying with the High Plains Water District restriction pumping limits. So once again, I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding this research and also the partial funding received from the Ogallala Aquifer Program is also acknowledged. And once again, I thank you for your attention, and I'll be happy to take any questions if there's time.
Yes, we have some time. I think we have time for a few questions.
Not a question, but it's interesting you press a crucial there that matches very well with our phenotyping we're using to release, where the effect, the main effect of water that we find is exactly around that time. And so if you take care of the water into the crop from big bloom on, it shows a very positive correlation in yield in hundreds of crops.
Okay, thank you. So this year we also collected UAV data with the help of Jungjin and Jina and Anjin, and we are looking forward to analyze the data. And we also took manual measurements, so we are going to compare those. Yeah. Well, thank you again, and I'll be happy to meet with you if you have any other questions. I'll be around.
Thank you.